From Paul's house and Storm's house, it's Paul and Storm talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes, on average.
Hi there.
Welcome to show 008. I'm Paul.
I'm Storm.
And we're going to talk about some stuff. Aha, I beat you to it. We're going
to
talk about some stuff
minutes.
For 5 to 10 minutes.
On average.
We've started off in a very contentious tone already.
No, that's good. It makes for, it's good radio, or
yeah,
whatever
sure.
This is.
Speaking of good radio, let's immediately hit the weekly rundown. Storm, you start.
All right. The regular business wrap-up. It has been 3 weeks to the day since Acknowledgement by Felicia Day. No progress on Paul McCartney or Joss Whedon. Haven't noticed us yet.
It was officially known as McCartney Watch and Whedon Watch.
Correct.
And, at least officially known, according to me.
Oh, me too. And henceforth, it will be just known as Acknowledgement Day.
Yes, September 2nd, Acknowledgement Day. Mark it on your calendars. Celebrate with some cake.
Lots of cake. We currently have 11 and a half certified minions in
now,
the Minion Brigade.
Why 11 and a half?
Well, we went to the judges. One of the minions, you had to send a photo in. And
yes. This started on Twitter. If you wanted to be an official Paul and Storm minion, you sent in a photo with a picture of yourself holding a sign or with a sign of some sort indicating that you are a minion in some fashion.
Which you can still do.
Yes. There's no moratorium on minions.
And one of the new minions held up their cat as well, who was wearing, by the way, a pirate hat.
Yes, so. That's right. Friday was International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Happy International Talk Like a Pirate Day, everyone.
That should be rewarded. And the judges had to decide if that counted as an entire separate minion or not a minion. And the verdict was half a minion.
Half a minion. Fair enough. So we are at 11 and a half minions and counting. Excellent.
And the last item on the regular list right now, we are currently at 20% of our goal for the Paul and Storm new server fund, whose proceeds are actually going to go to our webmaster, Russ.
Wow, that's chugging along nicely. Thank you, everyone who has donated. Yes, I would clap, but I have a phone in one hand.
Yeah, I did too, but
I'm giving the notional clap.
There we go.
I will thump the table like the founding fathers did.
Huzzah, huzzah,
huzzah. Hurrah.
As I've done the wrap-up, or the wrap-up, you get first roll of the dice, Paul.
The wrap-up of which?
Just the business wrap-up.
Business wrap-up?
I've just done the business wrap-up.
Oh, okay.
So, your turn.
Oh, my turn? Gosh, I don't know where I was headed. I don't have much on my list. I was going to let you take the reins. So I yield the remainder of my time back to the senator from Arlington, Virginia.
Fair enough. I'm going to start off with, we have a verdict for our big UK tour with Jonathan Coulton coming up at the end of October.
Yes. The reveal.
A t-shirt has been decided upon. And after a very rough and contentious vote, the Mandelbrot Pink Floyd shirt is going to be the official tour shirt of the Jonathan Coulton Paul and Storm UK tour to be named soon.
So we're going to gussy that that design up a bit, and we're going to put some sort of text on the back listing the tour dates. Many of you were whining that it should have that. We were always intending whatever shirt we were going to have something like that. And in fact, it is going to be a limited edition, a single pressing. And when they're done, they're gone. Jonathan Coulton, Paul and Storm UK tour t-shirt.
Well, here's something. I'm going off on a tangent here.
Go right ahead.
Just thinking about it, it's so important to have those dates. And what popped into mind was the first tour t-shirt I ever bought.
What was that?
And it's from my first real concert. I don't mean, when my parents took me to see Sonny and Cher.
Yeah.
My first was The Kinks in 1985, the Think Visual Tour. And I still have the t-shirt.
Wow.
And if it didn't have the dates on the back, it would mean nothing to me. It would not be a real memory.
Do you still wear it?
I do. I do. It doesn't fit me anymore. I don't think it ever fit me. I think I was too drunk to notice what size it was. How about you, Paul? What was your first real concert, not your Sonny and Cher?
Well, my first concert actually was Barry Manilow. I went to go see in second grade. Yeah, suck it. I was a big Barry Manilow fan.
This surprises no one.
Yeah, except for maybe Barry.
Your sense of melody.
My first real concert, like going down to the arena with the high school friends, was probably Peter Gabriel on the So tour. Which would have been probably 80, when was that, 85, 86?
Yeah, that sounds like
I didn't go to
right
a lot
time.
Of concerts until very late in high school. That was a hell of an experience, and I don't know that I bought a shirt from that one, though, but I certainly wanted to. So let's say that I bought a shirt that has been lost to history.
Yeah, it's not legitimate. You didn't go unless you have a shirt.
Yeah, and that's always one of my favorite concert experiences because we had really crappy seats. We were with a group of about 12 people, and they just sort of randomly handed out who went where. And my girlfriend at the time and I had these really rotten seats near the back of the floor. And it turned out that our seats were where the soundboard was. So we got moved up to like the 12th row.
Wow.
So all was well that ended well.
Yeah, well, that's horrible. Your first real concert experience, it would just be hard to top that.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, a successful tangent.
Yeah, well done. And we jeté back to topics.
Yeah. Are you still bereft of topics?
Well, the only topic I have is very tangential. So why don't you do something a little more with a little more meat on it before I get to my topic? Because when you hear what my topic is, you're going to wish I hadn't said it.
Oh, no. Okay. Then I'm going to go with our last song, Foo Entry, and a quandary of ours.
Okay.
It's something we've only talked about sort of,
right.
And I guess, the song was Me Make Fire, the caveman song that we did,
which you can go hear at paulandstorm.com.
And, the quandary is like, we did a show this weekend, in Media, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of people, I guess, have been following the song Foo and the podcast and other things. And they were very disappointed that we could not do Me Make Fire.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard the song, it's this really great arrangement where Paul plays horns on it. It's got all this great
stuff
going on.
Yeah, I pulled out my old high school trumpet skills.
And it is pretty wicked stuff. And that's the quandary. If you strip that stuff away, is it still that fun of a song if you don't hear the background? Like,
right.
It's tough in general to translate a song for live performance.
Yep.
Unless it's, you know, just guitar and voice type thing.
So we're still trying to figure out how much of that song is in the song itself versus how much of it is in the experience of the arrangement and stuff. You're right. I still don't know the solution to that. And we've done enough times where we've tried to translate a song live that didn't work that we tend to err on the side of no.
Well, let's think what the biggest failure has ever been for us, both with us and with Da Vinci's. I'm trying to think.
Wow. Well, we did a really amazingly horrendous cover of Purple Haze back in the Da Vinci's Notebook days.
That's right. We thought we were like the jazz masters.
Yeah, that was really pretty god-awful. And I hope no actual audio evidence of it exists anywhere.
There was a recording, but I think something horrible happened to it.
I peed on it.
I wasn't going to say it.
Well, you told me to.
Speaking of Song Foo, the next challenge, and we still have no clue, I guess it's due Wednesday night?
Thursday night, I think.
Oh, good. That makes all the world difference.
Right. Put it this way, we're turning it in Thursday night.
Right. Without a doubt. God. So,
you sound so excited for this one.
Well, I'm always excited, but I don't know. The first challenge of this round was really broad, the moon.
Yeah.
And you ended up with all these different interpretations, all these different ways you can go. With this one, it's sort of everybody's being herded through this little gate. And
right.
I think the challenge is to see who loses the least flesh to the gate as they scrape by it.
Right. Who manages to avoid the rotating knives at the end of the of the long hallway.
Exactly. The knives being one, the style of the song needs to be like a Waylon Jennings country ballad. No problem there.
Yeah.
In and of itself. Kind of a fun style. And then you need to create this entire backstory for the title, which is being given to everybody, which must be The Ballad of Rufus Amos Adams.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're also, I don't want to say handicapped, but we've already written, is it two or three songs, The Ballad of something? We got The Ballad of Eddie Prager. We got The Ballad of the Sneak.
But the great thing about it is, and I'll be interested to see, but I think in ballad songs, you almost never hear the word ballad.
That's true.
Like, it doesn't acknowledge that it's a ballad. It's just really...
I will, without giving anything away, because I'm not sure where we're going with it yet, we have two possible ideas, one of which we'll probably go with for this song. I'm actually... we'll explain all this next week, what we're talking about right now. We're just going to talk in very elliptical terms. The first option we came up with was sort of a direct fuck you to the concept,
right,
which is neat and fun, but far more difficult to execute.
If we had the chops to do it, no doubt we would do it.
Yeah. But now this latter idea, and the only hint I will give is it is based in part... Or the concept is an adaptation of something from a very obscure Randy Newman song.
Right.
Which I'm still leaning towards that one. I think we can make something happen with
that
one.
I'm even thinking to not necessarily go for laughs on it.
Yeah.
And to really, if you know the Randy Newman song, we'll tip our, maybe we'll play that song next week so you can hear and compare. But to just make it a nice little story.
Yeah, we'll have to see about that. We'll see where that goes. So there's that weighing on our shoulders.
Yeah, weighing?
We're going back to the home.
Yes,
stomping grounds. Is that a phrase? Home stomping grounds.
Yeah, go with it.
It is now. This Friday, Jam and Java, Vienna, Virginia, where it all started for Paul and Storm, our very first duo gig,
which wasn't officially a Paul and Storm.
Right. Well, it was our first performance as a duo, although we weren't really officially a duo at the time. You were doing it a solo thing, and I came and helped you out.
Yeah, it was sort of an experiment, actually opening for Bernie of Da Vinci's Notebook, our former band. And it just sort of happened that way. I actually am not fearful of this show.
You're afeared of it?
Not so much. It's not a secret necessarily, but I do some freelance work
right
on the side, and I do this at a television station, Channel 7 in DC, and a number of the folks that are there have expressed an interest in seeing the band.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them already have at the Birchmere.
Right.
But my great fear, it's sort of like that old dream where you wake up in class and you're naked and, you're on fire and the cat's peeing on you and all these horrible things.
You're afraid these people are going to see you naked at Jam and Java?
The naked is, I have this great fear that nobody's going to show up except for like a dozen people from the office where I freelance.
Right.
And there it is, the cat's peeing on me.
The cat is the lack of other audience members?
What's that?
Is
yes,
the cat
exactly.
pee the lack of audience other audience members?
Cat pee is a lack of audience members.
I love dream interpretation.
Your finger on it. Yep. But no, I think I'm more excited than
Yeah, it should be fun.
Cat pee.
Should be fun. It's always a neat place to go. What else?
I'm curious now about this can of worms you're getting ready to
open. Well, it's not a can of worms. It's just sort of a lame topic, but it's something that occurred to me because I was trying to think of things. We've talked earlier about trying not to have the podcast just be two guys talking about their week.
Right.
So I'm trying to come up with, topics we can discuss and expound upon and have listeners weigh in with their two cents.
The only topic
I could come up with was jammies.
As in pajamas?
As in pajamas, as in to pajam. The reason for that is twofold. One, my wife and daughters are downstairs as we speak. They're on sort of a sewing kick lately. And right. My older daughter and my wife went out yesterday. And one of the things they ended up doing was picking up a pattern for pajamas to put together. And right. So they're busy with the silky fabrics and the sewing machine trying to put together a set of pajamas for my older daughter. And then I am sitting in my pajamas as we speak, and I was putting them on before we were getting ready to do the podcast. And considering the fact that my pajamas habits have changed almost not at all in, I would say, 30 years.
See, that's
where
interesting.
I like a t-shirt, generally white, like an old, extremely comfortable t-shirt that has been worn and preferably has a few holes in it. I like a pair of shorts, not ridiculously big, but oversized enough that they're roomy and not constricting.
See,
I don't
count that. I don't count that as pajamas.
See, I do, because I don't wear them other than as pajamas.
See, that's the difference. Is I'll have night clothes, but on the weekend especially, I might not exit those clothes until very late in the day.
Well, yeah, same here, but my point still stands. Like, it's not like when you go to your drawer and you say, I have to put on some clothes to go out right now. You don't go to those pajamas.
No. Here's the difference.
Ah,
I could walk out in this outfit, and I do the same thing. I've got tattered shirts and mm-hmm. shorts. Mm-hmm. And if I went out in public, and let's say I was just out for a walk on a bike path, people would say, well, it's a little disheveled. But if I were wearing a designated pair of pajamas with race cars or bunnies,
yeah,
people would, they'd stare at you. They'd mm-hmm. be like, son, why are you wearing pajamas?
Son?
Right?
You
and
got
that's
a
the
panty
line.
On your head.
Are the balloons funny?
No, just circular.
All right, I declare we shouldn't quote movies in the middle of the podcast.
Okay, no more movie quotes. That's going on the list of rules.
Yep.
I'm curious, because my dad, for example, his entire life, at least as far as I know, certainly when I was living with them, was always just sleeping in his underwear guy.
Right.
The tidy whities, and that was it. Never a shirt, never sweats. Didn't matter. It was always in his undies. And that always sort of didn't creep me out, but I always felt a little weird when I would see my dad wandering around in his underwear.
Yeah, but by your standards, that's just as legitimate of a pajama.
Yeah, but why didn't I inherit his pajama stylings? Why doesn't the son not become the father? I'm curious. Is it nature versus nurture?
No, it's just because you were ooged out by your dad wearing the tidy whities.
I suppose that's true.
and that's natural, That being said, I think we have not one but two potential polls that we can put up.
That's true.
In addition to the one we haven't put up yet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the one, when you say we, you mean I, and it's true. I have been shirking my duties. We still need to put up the poll.
No, I mean we. I could get my lazy butt off of my butt.
Okay, fair enough. We need to put up the poll for the naming of our new server when it comes through. As was mentioned, Russ, our webmaster, names his servers after classic arcade games. Not just video games, but arcade games. Let's make that clear. We'll get that poll up, see what people think. And now we've got maybe a Jammies poll coming, see what people's habits
them.
Are.
Yeah.
What they prefer.
Yeah, what they prefer, or, do you wear them? Or, heck, if people want to suggest what the poll might be, I know we're opening ourselves up to trouble there.
Yeah, we certainly are.
We'll just put one up. You can make your suggestions, and we'll already have one up.
Sure.
But,
Well, that's probably as good a place as any to stop. We're hitting the 19-minute mark any second of talking.
Yeah.
Unless you had anything you wanted to get to.
No, I had a couple other things, but I think we did okay.
You can save it.
It'll live.
Fair
it'll
enough.
It'll live.
Okay, just as a reminder for everyone then, the website's paulandstorm.com. There's also donate buttons for the new server fund on the website. Feel free and go and visit. And in 3 days from when we're recording this, you'll hear our new song, Foo Song, whatever the hell that is. And then a week from Thursday, I hit puberty. And then immediately thereafter, we're performing at the Ig Nobel ceremonies up in Cambridge. That'll be fun. We'll talk about that next week, I think.
Yeah. And until then, I'm Storm.
And I'm Paul.
And we've been talking about stuff for 5 to 10 minutes
on average.
All right. Go do things.
Bye-bye, bye bonds.
Me name Og. Here Og cave. Me like make noises. Me bang rocks together. Sparky light come from rocks when bang. Sparky light touch stick. Stick make light. Get hot like sun. See what Og make. Me make fire! Me call it fire. Me dance around fire. Come dance around fire. Me go stomp, stomp, touch. Ouch! Fire make hurt. Stomp, stomp, no touch fire. Stomp, 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 jump, jump, stomp, touch. Ouch! No touch fire again. See Og fire. When Og not looking, him take Og fire and hide beneath him bear skin. Him now fire. Ook ook now fire. Me dance around ook ook. Come dance around ook ook. Me go stomp stomp touch. Ouch! Fire make hurt. Stomp stomp. Touch fire. Stomp, 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 jump, jump, stomp, touch. Ouch! No touch fire again. Me wonder what make this fire. Maybe it's magic. Maybe it's evil spirits. Maybe it some sort of complex sequence of exothermic chemical reactions when a combustible material with an adequate supply of oxygen or another oxidizer is subjected to enough heat and is able to sustain a chain reaction commonly called the fire tetrahedron. No, it probably magic. Me make fire! Me call it fire. Me dance around fire. Dance around fire. Me go stomp, stomp, touch. Ouch! Fire make hurt. Stomp, stomp, no touch fire. Stomp, 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 jump, jump, stomp, touch. Ouch! No touch fire again. Fire good. Me like fire. Maybe now Og get government grant. Tastes so good. Need invention.